With me on the line to talk about this in more detail is Fianna Fáil councillor Tommy Cahill. Tommy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry, and good morning to your listeners.
Now, I know your father, Michael Cahill, is in Taiwan on state business at the moment in relation to that. But look, as a Fianna Fáil member, how disappointed are you, obviously, with the fact that Jim Gavin stopped campaigning, but at the outcome of this election?
Look, Joy, I just want to say from the outset, first of all, look, these are my own views. I haven't been speaking to my father on the issue in the last number of days. Look, there's bitter disappointment in Fianna Fáil with how things panned out. No one could have envisaged how it panned out. I suppose, you could say, you know, there was a serious oversight in the selection process. But I do think this is a time for cool, calm and collectedness because, you know, I think we have to look at the bigger picture here, Jerry, right? If you said to a Fianna Fáil member before the last general election that they would win 48 seats across Ireland, they would have bitten your hand off to take that number of seats. You also have to look at the Irish economy. I think it's one of the strongest in across Europe. It's actually an outlier. And obviously we do have our issues like any other country. Housing is the government's number one priority. They are putting a huge emphasis on that. They are looking at when speaking at a meeting recently, I'm the housing SPC chair in Kerry, Jerry, I said, to alleviate the housing crisis, you need to light up all the lights on the dashboard. One of those lights won't fix the housing crisis. So we need to look at every possible avenue. But in terms of, I think people are jumping the gun a small bit here, and I think it's a bit insulting to Micheál Martin. Micheál Martin took over the Fianna Fáil leadership in 2011 when no one wanted that job, Jerry. The party were at their lowest ebb, really, and he's built it up slowly but surely over the last number of years. Of course there's going to be bitter disappointment. Of course there's going to be backbenchers, TDs disappointed. I for one was disappointed that councillors don't have a say in the issue, and I know that's something that's going to be seriously looked at. And even Fianna Fáil members,
there's going to be a review of the party process of what happened, an independent review as to how the Jim Gavin thing came about, how it all fell apart. But at the moment, is it your belief? I know Mary Butler, Chief Whip, has been talking, a party whip has been talking about, or the government Chief Whip, I should say, has been talking about this, saying, look, she doesn't believe there are significant numbers within the party who want Micheál Martin to be toppled in relation to this, that there will be no heave. Is that your belief?
A small number of TDs seem to be, circling. Whether they would have enough to, oust Micheál Martin, I'm not so sure. That vote is a separate vote to the one where, Jim Gavin and Billy Kelleher. That was this is my main, this is the sticking point for me, Jerry. That was in relation to the presidential election. This is about the leadership of the Fianna Fáil party, and that is a decision that should not be taken lightly. Whether they get the lucky number of 12, for a vote of no confidence in the coming days. I suppose I think the important thing here also, Jerry, is it's less than 10 days time now that the review will be over.
That's when November.
That's when I think we can seriously reflect on what has occurred, and that is the time for discussion. I know there has been a lot of discussion and debate. The parliamentary party following the presidential, fiasco, we'll call it, that went on for over 5 hours. That started at half seven and they only came back out the door at half 12 that night, Jerry. This is not being taken lightly within the party, and every... Yeah. aspect of it is going to be looked at, and I believe that should be the way, because there, as I said, there is sheer bitter disappointment amongst all party members in Fianna Fáil at how this unfolded. And can I just say, you know, I suppose maybe there wasn't enough due diligence done, but at the same time, Gerry, you know, I suppose the Fianna Fáil people that were dealing with this, they did go and ask the candidate, you know, was there an issue with the tenant? And the candidate said there wasn't. So, you know,
you feel he should have been more forthright in examining his own records, his own recollections before he got into something like a presidential election where these things turn up. Answer me this, Tommy, when it comes to the cooperation seen on the left, the effectiveness of the Catherine Connolly campaign, would you have a concern there ahead of the next locals, as far away as they are, the next general, that they have a dry run now for a coherent alternative to Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil?
I wouldn't, Gerry, to be honest. Look, a lot of those parties have very different and radical views on various issues. At the same time, again, you know, the president is the first citizen of the state. They're not the leader of the state. They're not the one, you know, making the key important decisions. So, look, the local elections are three and a half years away now. So you could make that argument, but I just personally don't think so, Gerry. And look, I just want to say from my own point of view and my father's point of view, you know, we want to get on with the work now and focus on the key issues of housing, you know, respite, health, education, special education. And I think that's the important thing here. And obviously the Fianna Fáil members, you know, they will decide on what is the outcome of the, you know, upon the review.
All right, and final point on that, I mean, the clock is ticking on all those things. We talked this morning about the opinion piece by John Collison, the founder of Stripe, about Ireland going backwards. Too much time, too much planning snarls up, too much bureaucracy. Things aren't being delivered in a timely way, the way they used to be in this country. Is that something that needs to be fixed if people are to feel, yes, this government is going in the right direction?
Certainly, yeah. And look, that is one of the biggest issues I have. We had Minister Jack Chambers down there for a pre-budget meeting with some of the businesses in Killarney, you know, and he informed the meeting that, a wastewater infrastructure project takes up to 10 years for completion. Substations take up to 7 years. The time of delivery in this country, Gerry, is far too long. That is something that needs to seriously be looked at. The housing issue has been going on for a number of years. We seriously need to ramp up the delivery of housing, because if we ramp up the delivery of housing, that will have a positive impact also on the price of housing, because there's a lack of housing, the house prices are being driven up, and also the rents, and people are being, you know, they are being crucified with the house of price, or the price of housing and rent. So look, obviously there are a lot of issues there, but Gerry, you know, this government intend to take every possible step to resolving those issues.
Okay, Tommy, listen, we're going to leave it there. That's Councillor Tommy Gallagher of Fianna Fáil with his view from inside the party about the presidential election, the fallout of same, the internal party process for selecting a candidate. We'll see what happens on November the 12th when the review is carried out, and we'll see what happens the next number of days as to whether there is really a coherent heave against Micheál Martin or 12 signatories to trigger a motion of confidence in him or not. Give us your views. At the moment, dealing with its own fallout, and with me on the line to talk about this is Fianna Fáil councillor Niall Kelleher. Niall, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gerry, and good morning to your listeners.
Now, Niall, the internal party process will know more about what happened and what the view is of that review, which is published or comes out, I think, on the 12th of November. Well, how would you describe the mood within your party this morning, though, about what you've just gone through with this presidential election?
Yeah, I suppose, look now, Gerry, that the election is over, you know, members and supporters and councillors around the country. I'm a councillor's rep onto the national executive of the party, and we're very, very disappointed with where we find ourselves in the participation in this election. And look, there is a review process, and those people that are responsible have somewhat held their hands up and apologised. But there's a lot more questions that need to be answered, and I would be very confident that that review and the people on that review will get to the bottom of a number of those questions that people have that I don't have the answers for people. And I suppose, effectively, a lot of the membership, you know, back after 2011, and we brought in a process of one member, one vote, which kind of changed the whole organisation and the structure. And there was very little clear indication as to how the process was going to be implemented for this presidential election. It was very lately outlined. And look, there was a campaign very late in the day in relation to, you know, who was going to be selected. And a lot of people felt that once Mairead McGuinness, the former EU commissioner, had exited the race, that it had really changed the dynamic of this presidential election, and that the party could have had a better role to play in it. You know, and that's not just our own party, it's others, but I'm here this morning dealing with our own party's fallout, and I would be very hopeful that we will get answers to a lot of questions that we have. We're really dumbstruck in relation to the position that we find ourselves in, to be honest.
Do you buy into the talk of a possible heave against your party leader over all this?
Well, look, Jerry, I serve in the National Executive of the party. In that role, in the role of the public representative, in the role of the member of the party, I have no decision-making process in that. That is down to the elected TDs and senators in the Oireachtas of the party. They have their processes internally, whether it's a motion of no confidence or a motion of confidence. And that process will have to find its way through. I would like to focus on the review. I do believe that you have to bring people with you. And I think in this process, there was effectively a void in bringing the party and the party supporters with us within the process. Exactly the reason why, I don't know. But we have to learn the lessons of what has happened. And more importantly, you know, and I suppose this election, people felt that it was a situation to give the government a message, and that message has to be heard loud and clear. And we've a lot of work to do, and there's a lot to be done in government, in local government. And, you know, look, you referred there this morning in relation to several parts and in relation to bureaucracy and over zealous legal systems, etc. I found that as an elected representative, and I found in the 11 years I've been elected to the council, we've gone more that way rather than the other way, when we're saying that red tape is something we need to be cutting to be able to deliver for the people.
Yeah. Okay, we're out of time, but Niall, thanks for giving us your views on that. We'll see what happens with the review. That's Councillor Niall Keller of Fianna Fáil giving his take on how things go from here for Fianna Fáil in terms of their processes to select a presidential candidate.